Blog Talk Radio.
Remember the Lord when you come to bless your people. Remember me, O Lord, my God. Hallelujah. When you come to bless your people. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord.
Because there's difference between
me telling you what I want to tell you, and God telling you through me what he wants you to hear. And this has been happening in my life and ministry since I got saved in 1977 and went to Bible college. I was trained and ordained to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to the whole world. It has always been like this. I could have my own sermons written out. I have written some sermons which I'm going to preach. And then the Holy Spirit will just drop those papers. The Lord will just tell me, drop those papers and let the Holy Spirit do the job. And I just obey. And when I obey, it is there. I see results. So it is better, the Holy Spirit is telling us what to tell you, than we writing out what we want you to hear. I would rather say what God wants me to say than say what I want to say. What I want to say is not very important. But what God wants to say to you is more important. That happens a lot. I have seen that happen a lot right before me in the ministry. I get some sermons, reading out beautiful sermons I want to preach. And when I get to the altar, the Spirit of God will change the message. And the Holy Spirit will give you words to say. You know, Jesus said, I will give you words to say. There is a difference between the Holy Spirit giving us word for you and we writing out from our head sense knowledge. Writing from our head, sermon. I don't want to write sermon. I want the Holy Spirit to just do what he wants to do. So that is what is happening tonight. I didn't really write any sermons. I didn't really write any songs or anything, but I just found myself thinking about the rapture. We were just thinking about the coming of Jesus Christ and so on and so forth. And everything was just about the coming of Jesus Christ. So we're going to follow the Holy Spirit. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons and daughters of God. Yes. So that is what it's going to be tonight. I'm going to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us. But just before we start, God was showing me someone in this service. Your glory, your brightness, holy. Yes, someone is in this service. Right now we have 4,000 people have come into this service. God has showed me that someone, your glory was holy. Your glory was holy in the realm of the Spirit. Every good thing that is coming to you is diverted. Every good thing that is coming to you is diverted. That was placed on your lap. Now, by reason of the anointing of God, that yoke is destroyed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatsoever covenant, whatsoever agreement, whatsoever contract, whatsoever the enemy made over your life, that the good things that are supposed to come into your life are being diverted in the realm of the Spirit. Daniel was praying for blessing. God have released the blessing. Then the Bible said the prince of Persia went and withheld it. And Daniel had to keep praying until the blessing came. Every power that is withholding our blessings, we command that power to be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, we cast it away. Every power that is vaulting our glory, our anointing, our favor, our grace, every power hindering forces, incapacitating spirits, spiritual and physical prince of Persia, that are withholding what is meant for us. We command you to lose your grief at all. We command those powers to die in the name of Jesus. They destroy in the name of Jesus. We render it for them by the blood of Jesus. We command the fire of God upon all our enemies right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, have your way now. Yes, we demand a sevenfold restoration. God, we demand a sevenfold restoration of everything that the enemy diverted away from any one of us in this service right now. Whosoever that person is, God will restore back to you a million times over everything that the enemy diverted from you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Rebusaya. Yebro Kodori Baba. Is a restoration taking place in the realm of the spirit. God is restoring back to us all the years that the cattle worm and the locusts, the palmer worms and the caterpillars are leading away. God is restoring back to us double. All our joy, our finances, our anointing, our grace, our mercy. Everything that the enemy stole from us is restored right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. A million times over, we receive back double everything that the enemy stole and diverted away from us. In the name of Jesus. Hey, Rebusaya. Thank you, Lord. We receive back double. We receive back double. We receive back double. In the name of Jesus Christ, we receive back double. We receive back double. Everything that the enemy is diverted away from us. In the name of Jesus. We receive back double. The fruits of our labor. We receive back double. The grace and the mercy, the favor and the blessings of God. We receive back double. In the name of Jesus. Hey, Rebusaya. Yebloko Doriba. Iblanda, 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 Iblanda. God is showing me a woman who is pregnant. And the pregnancy is disturbing you. And you are really worried and troubled. Put your right hand on top of that pregnant. God is showing me a woman, a pregnant woman. The pregnancy is disturbing her so much. And just put your right hand on top of your belly, your stomach. Yes, you need to receive the healing touch of Jesus. 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 Every power that is tampering with our pregnancy, God rebuke it right now. In the name of Jesus. Straight up by Eblodokodoria. Iblanda, Iblende, Iblende, Iblende. Every power walking against our destiny, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord rebuke you, demon. The Lord rebuke you, principalities and powers. Deliver wicked and high places. The Lord rebuke our enemies. In the name of Jesus. Yes, peace is here. Hey, the other. Hey, Blondoya. Hey, Blindy. Hey, Blindy. Hey, Blindy. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. There's a third person, you have a glaucoma, eye problem to your eye. Sometimes you don't see well, and you have these problems in your eye. Put your hands across your eyes right now, in the name of Jesus. Put your hands across your eyes, in the name of Jesus. Let Jesus touch his heart. Let Jesus touch those eyes. Let Jesus touch those eyes with his healing power. With his miracle working power, with his deliverance power, receive the touch of God. Your eyes be made whole right now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Yes, tonight, I'm led to read the scriptures. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, I'm reading from verse number 16, says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with this word. That is Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, 17, 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, from verse 16 to 18. The Lord himself shall descend with archangel. Trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall arise first. And then we who are alive shall be part of him. Welcome, woman of God, evangelist, ma'am, Lord, grace. God bless you all for coming. God bless you all. In the name of Jesus, thank you so much for coming. We're going to be talking about the rapture of the church. Like I told you when we started, I didn't plan this topic. I didn't write it. I didn't plan it. I was just open to the Holy Spirit. And as we're praising and worshiping, God dropped this into my spirit. And that's why we are going to be there right now. Rapture of the church. When you come to collect your people, remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord, when you come to collect your people. Remember me, O Lord, my God. Jesus took up from Mount Holy. You know, Jesus resurrected. He was on earth for 40 days, where he appeared to the disciples, appeared to them, and ministered to them, spoke words to them, had communion with them. And finally, on Mount Holy, Jesus said the last word, go ye and preach the gospel, tarry ye in Jerusalem, to give ye and you the power from on high, and then he ascended on high. And then the angel came and told the disciples, he sent Jesus, whom you see go up to heaven, is coming back again. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye? I do give him unto heaven, bless and lie. Oh, this same Jesus, he's coming back again. Yes. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye? I do give him unto heaven, bless and lie. Oh, this Jesus, he's coming back again. The men of Galilee, they stood on Mount Holy. And while Jesus was ascending, the angel announced to them, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing unto them? He said, Jesus, whom they go, he's coming back again. You know, that was the first promise. And then Jesus had earlier told the disciples, he said, because I go, Comforter will come, and then rapture was going to take place. And in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus described the rapture very clearly. The two shall be grinding at the meal, one will be taken, the other one left behind. You know, people will be taken unaware, because they will be so entangled with the things of the world. Everybody is fucking words and riches and money and faith. And then they forget about the word of God. They forget about prayer. They forget about praise. They forget about serving God. They forget about going to church. And trumpet is sound. It's going to be like the days of Noah. Because that is what Jesus said in Matthew 24. So it's going to be like the days of Noah. In the days of Noah, they were eating and drinking and marrying and celebrating. When the flood came and took all of them unaware. See? Everyone was taken unaware. Lord came, so it's going to be like that. The all eyes are seeing him. And the trumpets are sound. Only those that are ready will be raptured. Those who are not ready, they're not going to be raptured. They're going to be left behind because they will be entangled with the worldly things. And we carried away with the things of the world. And the rapture didn't take them along. The word rapture is not mentioned in the Bible. But here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, says, we shall be caught up with him The Greek word caught up means rapture. Caught up with me. It's going to be caught up. All of a sudden, people wake up in the morning and a lot of Christians have disappeared. That's what it's going to be. See? Because Jesus Christ described it in Matthew chapter 24, the end time. The disciples went to Jesus Christ and asked Jesus Christ, what is it going to be like at the end of going to be the time? And Jesus began to tell nations against nations, brothers against brothers, kingdoms against kingdoms, and false Christ and false prophets, and all those things have happened already. All those things have happened already. But there's one thing that is holding Jesus from rapturing the church. Otherwise, he would have raptured the church a long time. He said, this kingdom, this gospel of the kingdom of free to all the world, before he will come again. Matthew 24, verse 14. Matthew 24, verse 14, Jesus says, this gospel of the kingdom must be preached to every nation, every tribe, every color, every race, before he will come again. That is what is withholding him from coming. Because this gospel of the kingdom, this gospel of Jesus Christ, haven't reached some parts of the world. Statistics show only two-thirds of the world's population have heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. Right now, the world population, I understand, about 15 billion or 15 billion. I don't know how many billion of people on earth right now, but only two-thirds of the world's population have heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. One-third of the world population have not come yet. Oh, yeah, because we keep on expecting him. Some people are even praying that Jesus will come and rapture the church. But Jesus is not going to come yet. Say this gospel of the kingdom, Matthew 24, verse 14. Matthew 24, verse 14. Jesus said, this gospel of the kingdom must be preached to all nations, to all people. And then he will be able to come and rapture the church. But many are yet to hear the gospel. And the reason is, the gospel is only being preached in certain places. The gospel, so look at the way the gospel is traveled down. They want to preach in New York. They want to preach in California. You want to preach in Canada, you want to preach in Australia, you want to preach in Chicago, you want to preach in all the big cities of the world, Johannesburg, you preach in Lagos, Nigeria, you want to preach in Accra, Ghana, you want to preach in Liberia, Monrovia. But some villages where you have people, the villages, the native people are there. Some of them can't afford a Bible. They don't even have a Bible. They don't have a radio. Some of them don't have a television set. The far away hinterland, inner cities and hinterland, they have not had the gospel at all. The gospel is only circulating in the major cities of the world. The major cities, the gospel is just circulating in the major cities of the world. It's not reaching every nation and every nook and corner. Gospel is not reaching every nook and corner. And so Jesus is not coming yet. See? I remember there was a conference somewhere. The topic was, let's bring back the faith. Yeah, there was an international conference somewhere in some part of the world. The topic was, let's bring back the faith. And what it meant is, let's talk about evangelism and mission. See what we can do to evangelize the whole world, and then let Jesus come and rapture. That's what it is. That's what we're talking about. And then a lot of things we found out that one third of the world's population is yet to be evangelized. The gospel is just traveling in the major cities of the world. Gospel is traveling in major cities of the world. The hinterland, the village, the suburbs have been neglected. People don't want to go to this place. I remember one time we went to some villages in Africa, and we had to travel by boat, by ship, travel. We had to enter motorcycle. We had to prevent strangers, going into those things. And then I said, this is the reason the gospel hasn't gone to this place, because it wasn't easy going there. Have to travel by boat and travel by ship, and then travel by canoe, and then travel again on a motorcycle to take you to some place, and then you have to walk some distances, and then you have to go into a canoe, and canoe will carry you across, and then there are no cars, there are no taxis, no other places. Travel by motorcycle, they travel by canoe. Some parts of the world, they travel on horseback, and so on and so forth. Some people travel on camels. Places like the desert and all those places, these are unreached, unevangelized areas. I tell you, we have much to do. Church, rise up! We have much to do. Pray the Lord of the harvest to send out more labor. There's so much to do for the kingdom. Many are just, resting at the comfort zone. We need to reach out. Oh, yes, we need to reach out with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, this gospel of the kingdom must be preached to every nation before Jesus will come again. But how many people are really preaching the gospel to every nation? They are preaching in their churches. The church is either in New York or in California. The church is Washington, D.C. The church is in London. The church is in Johannesburg, South Africa. The church is in Nairobi, Kenya. The church is in Accra, Ghana, Toronto, Canada, Australia. The church is not in the village. It's not in the hinterland. It's not in the suburb. Must preach in the major cities of the world. That's what it's all about. People want to make money and wealth and riches. We are not doing, we need to do the will of God. Please, we need to do the will of God. His gospel of the kingdom must be preached to every nook and corner before Jesus will come. Otherwise, Jesus is not coming yet. Yes, he's not coming. There was a testimony of somebody who had a revelation that Jesus wanted to come and rapture the church. Jesus wanted to come and rapture the church. But just before he was to leave heaven to come and rapture the church, God said, no, the people have not been evangelized. Stop. Wait a little bit more. So Jesus had to wait a little bit more because the world has not been evangelized. Third of the world's population is yet to change the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now this is very one-third of the world's population. Let's say the world population is 3 billion. Let's assume that the world population is 3 billion. Let's assume that. One third will be 1 billion. That means 1 billion people are yet to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what it means. If it says 10, so the population of the world is more than 8 billion right now. It used to be 8 billion some years ago, but it's more than that now. So one third of the world hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because they don't have radio, they don't have TV, TV, they don't have internet, they don't have transportation. Some of those places, they don't have light, like have light. You know, some of those places, they don't have aeroplanes, they don't have cars, they don't have vehicles or trains around. You know, I told you how we traveled to some villages in Africa, we some villages from Winterland, come down from the bus, enter a canoe, then come down from the canoe, you enter motorcycle takes you to a point, and then come down again, start walking some distance, and then enter a canoe or enter a motorcycle again, and so on and so forth. It was very strange, because then I knew that this is the reason the gospel have not really gone to every area of the world. Some of these places are far away, hinterland. You know, that's why Jesus said, the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. The harvest is ripe. He said, pray ye the Lord of the harvest to send in more laborers, more laborers. Oh, yes, more laborers to go into evangelism and mission and send the gospel to the nations of the world. It's very important. Jesus is going to come to have reached every nation. And then Jesus is going to come and rapture the church. Many people will not be ready. They will not be ready. Oh, welcome, Patriarch Ambassador. Patrick, God bless you all. As in his love, Lord, God bless you all. Thank you for coming. The next part we want to discuss is, are we ready for Jesus' coming? How prepared are we? There was a story in the Bible of the wise men, five wise virgins and five foolish virgins. Five wise virgins. They took extra oil, so they were going for a marriage ceremony, so they took extra oil in their lamp. And then the five foolish virgins didn't take any extra oil, so they just went, you know, and when they got to the journey, they got there, it was then they remembered, the five foolish virgins, they remembered that they didn't have enough oil in their lamp. So they had to go back into the city to get some extra oil. So they went out and went back into the city to get some extra oil. While they were away, the bridegroom had come and the marriage had taken place. And the five foolish virgins came back. They were knocking the door. They were not going to be scary. See? That's a picture of what is going to happen in Russia. Many people will not just be ready because they're going to be entangled. Going to be entangled with the things of the world. The love of the world and the things of the world. Love. Where is the love of God? The love of God is not there. You know, and that's what took place. And he's going to be very fun. The other day, an artist, the two pictures of the rapture. Some people were in an aeroplane, going like that in an aeroplane. When the rapture took place, the pilots were born again, they saved. So the pilots went to be with the Lord. The aeroplane went and crashed. That's how the artist sign it, and you know, the artist was able to do that painting. The train is going like that, train is traveling, and there were so many people inside the train. The people piloting the train, they were saying, born again. So the rapture took place, and those people went to be with the Lord. And then the train delayed and went to fall into the sea. No? A car, a vehicle will be driving. Maybe the driver is born again. And then the people sitting inside the car are not born again. And then the rapture takes place. The driver is taken away. And then the people in the car will win.
So we're going to wake up one morning and find.
We wake up one morning and found saints have come and gone. The saints are gone. The newspaper will be flashing. So many Christians disappear from the city. The newspapers, they will be announcing. Say, many Christians are no more. We didn't see them. No. They have disappeared. So many Christians disappear. And then they found out that that is the rapture. The rapture has already taken place. And be born again, except a man be born again of water and of the Spirit, cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Those who are saved and sanctified, they have Christ in them. You know, they have already accepted Jesus Christ as they accept him with Lord Jesus Christ. And the other people who rejected Jesus Christ, they are here on earth. They have to go through 7 years of great tribulation. It's going to be 7 years of great tribulation, and during these 7 years, there will be no buying and selling for them. The number 66, some parts of the world, some people already have the number 66 under their skin. Some people have the number 66 on their forehead. That number is the number of Satan, the Antichrist, the son of Perdition. That's why you have the number 666. So the number 666 is the number of the death, number of Satan. Already in some part of the world, they are preparing the world for all those things. The world is getting ready for the rapture. The whole world is being prepared for the rapture of the church. The rapture will take place. When it takes place, there will be 7 years of great tribulation. During these 7 years of great tribulation, you don't have the number 666, then you cannot buy or sell. Meanwhile, we have so many computers. Everything is being computerized. Even the money is being computerized, and everything is computerized. So they are preparing you for the end time. You know, now there are some places now. They have some special IDs that have all your information, so put them under your skin, and you may not have to use paper ID no more. You have special IDs. These are all, they are all preparing you for the Antichrist. So when you meet the rapture, those are the things that are going to pop up. Those things are all going to pop up. So that you are supposed to have the number 666. The number 666 will be either on your forehead or under your skin. And that number means that you belong to Satan. So you are going with Satan to hellfire. That's what it means to have the number 666. And already, you are preparing the whole world for all these things. You know, all these things are they are all preparing for the rapture and for the 7 years of great tribulation that follows. So, the worst thing that can happen to you, the rapture, it is the worst thing that can happen to you. Because when you miss the rapture, it will be 7 years of great tribulation. During that 7 years of grace, we'll be going to persecute Christians. Anybody who will not receive the number 66, we're going to see them, persecute them, and so on and so forth. See? 7 years of great tribulation. People will be running better, better, trying to commit suicide, trying to die, because the Antichrist, the false prophet, praising that they are the owners of the earth, the son of perdition, they are all going to come out. And they're going to demonstrate their power. They're going to rule the world. Man. And they don't want to see anything Christian. Anything but Christian. No, they don't want to see. And then they will give you the number, 66. The number 66 is the number of Satan. When you have the number six, then you have joined Satan. Satan presents fire. That's what 66 means. And then great tribulation on earth. So now is the time for you to make a decision to follow Jesus Christ, to be your personal Lord and Savior, so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you? Gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul. I tell you, this is important. You don't miss the rapture. And how will you not miss the rapture? You must be ready. You must be prayerful. Have the word of God. You must worship God in spirit and in truth. You must give your life to Jesus. You must repent and turn away from your wicked ways. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Wages of sin is death, by the gift of God is life. Life is eternal. Life is eternal. Wages of sin is death. Why the gift of God is life. Life is eternal. Life is eternal. Wages of sin is death. Why the gift of God is life. Life is eternal. Life is eternal. All I see, and some God of his glory, including you, my son, including you. All I see, and some God of his glory, including you, my son, including you. When you got to be set, why not you stop God inside? Life is eternal. Life is eternal. When something is dead, why not give God his life? Life is eternal. Life is eternal. When something is dead, why not give God his life? Life is eternal. Life is eternal. Father, I come to the glory, including you, my friend, including you. Father, I come to the glory, including you, my friend, including you. When you love me, then, find a kiss of God is mine. Yes, that's what the scripture says. You're supposed to come before God to give account of your life, how you live your life. You live your life recklessly. You know, recklessly, you follow the broad way that leads to destruction. There's the way that female rise with man on the head is destruction. Then Jesus said, but narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. And very few are finding. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many people are going there. Which way are you coming to the Father and said by him? Have you made a decision to follow Jesus Christ with all your life? Everyone must die and leave this world. Where will you be going when you leave this earth? When you follow Jesus, go to heaven. When you follow the devil, you go to hellfire. And you spend your eternity in hellfire. For billions and billions of years, you're going to be in hellfire because you rejected Jesus Christ. But when you receive him, as many have received Christ, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. John chapter 1 verse 12. Many have received Jesus Christ. To them, God gave power from the sons of God. When you receive Jesus Christ into your heart, into your life, God gives you power to come inside of God. But when you rejected Jesus Christ, then the devil carries you to hell fire, and you'll be there forever and ever. Yes, we're going to pray right now. You need to make a decision to follow Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, bow your head and close your eyes, you want to feel free. God, let me not miss the rapture. God, let me not be found wanting. God, cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And let me live a holy life that will take me to the kingdom of God. I knew that all we make our way for you. I knew that all we make our way for you. If you live a holy life, turn the wrong and do the right. I know the Lord. We make our way for you. I know the Lord. We make our way for you. I know the Lord. We make our way for me. If I live a holy life, turn the wrong down to the right, I know the Lord. We make our way for me. I know the Lord. We make our way for you. I know the Lord. We make our way for you. If you live a holy life, turn the wrong down to the right. I know the Lord. We make our way for you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We cannot miss the rapture. Jesus, we cannot miss you, O God. We cannot be found wanting. We cannot be weighed in the balancing. I'm a fan once, you know, God. Have mercy upon us. Hey, God, let the rapture not miss us. Let us not miss it. Yes, when you come to collect your people, remember us, God. Yes, eternity ahead. Wages of sin is there, but the gift of God is eternal life. Help us, Lord, not to be fan once. In the name of Jesus, God, help our mother be weighed in the balance. And the found ones to know God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon them. Amen. Thank you. Pray. So everyone, you know, in many churches, treat us safe. Let it go be loud to bless the people. And let them know the truth, that the truth has set them free. God bless you all abundantly. In the name of Jesus Christ, welcome, Olua. And to me, Sunday, Jesus, bless you all abundantly. And next week, and Saturday, Sunday, we're going to be together again in this broadcast. Thank you so much for your cooperation. God reward you all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I know the Lord make a way.